usually meets in the exam room, but the internet, digital video, and robotics make it possible for many routine encounters to take place elsewhere in separate places. It's called telemedicine, a way to provide clinical care at a distance and improve access to patients in rural areas. It can also connect primary care doctors to specialists at another location. But what will insurance cover, and at what point should a doctor and patient meet in person? And what about oversights? Mary Shedden with Health News Florida reports that during the upcoming legislative session, state lawmakers may look to answer some of those questions.
Ernestine Marshall's every move is being tracked morning, noon, and night.
See, whenever I use my bathroom, it's like inside the tank. Yeah. In other words, they know even when I use the bathroom, I guess they keep a record.
It's been a year since a Tampa retiree volunteered to let her health insurance company track her daily activities. There are motion-activated sensors all over her apartment, the toilet tank, the front door, even the kitchen cabinet where she keeps her medicine. She says it helps manage her multiple sclerosis. And if Marshall oversleeps or she's up and down during the night, sensors tucked into her bed trigger a check-in call from a Humana nurse.
One thing about it, I like that they check and wonder why she up 2 o'clock in the morning, why she up again 5 o'clock in the morning.
Marshall's experience is just one way technology that didn't exist a few years ago is changing how Americans deal with chronic conditions and acute disease. It's eliminating the burden of hours-long drives for patients, doctors, or both. And the tools bring experts to facilities that can't afford a full-time specialist. Florida's legislature loves the idea, but it also needs to update the rules and keep up with this high-tech, hands-off approach to healthcare. Representative Jason Broder says his House telemedicine bill creates a way for healthcare to be more direct and immediate. For example, patients having a seizure can record it on their smartphone and email a short video to their doctor right away.
Technology exists to do a whole lot of things much more efficiently and with a great deal amount more care than we currently have it proposed.
Some sticking points already have emerged in pre-session committee meetings. While insurance companies, hospitals, and clinics clamor to use the tools, they can't agree about who exactly and when exactly telemedicine is most appropriate. Chris Newland is with Florida's chapter, the American College of Surgeons. He wants to make sure quality care isn't compromised by a video screen.
When a rash or a boil appears, more than an image is necessary in order to examine that particular lesion. You need to know, are they running a fever? You need to know if the lesion is hard, soft. All of those make a difference, and in those cases, an in-person physical examination is the only way to look at that stuff.
Others worry Florida won't be able to hold out-of-state doctors accountable. Senator Arthenia Joyner says those practicing telemedicine from out-of-state help address a growing shortage of primary care physicians.
If telemedicine's going to serve its purpose of providing quality, accessible health care to persons, then we're going to need to be able to have to access doctors out of state.
And of course, there's the issue of money. Should virtual docs get paid the same as those seeing patients face-to-face? Early versions of the Senate telemedicine bill will let healthcare providers negotiate payments directly with insurance companies. The bill says doctors who treat Floridians who have Medicaid will get equal pay. Lane Smith is from the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. The hospital provides telemedicine services all over the country, such as stroke consultations for a community hospital in Titusville. He says negotiations should be left to those providing the care.
It may be that we can offer telemedicine services more cheaply for folks, but it may be that in certain cases we want to charge a premium for telemedicine services.
Kim Landry is an emergency physician in Gulf Breeze in Florida's Panhandle. He wants remote doctors to help paramedics in the field, assessing and treating people who are critically injured. He admits there will be times when the best call is to see doctors in person.
When you need the services of the hospital, you don't need telemedicine, you need the services of the hospital. So if you're having a heart attack, if you're having a stroke, if you need your appendix taken out, you still need those services.
Legislators have 60 days to turn the ideas around telemedicine into policy. But for patients like Ernestine Marshall, the virtual world of healthcare is already very real. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
Telemedicine, of course, is just one of the many issues facing lawmakers during the upcoming session. We will explore a number of those issues during our legislative session.